The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do. Like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com. Okay. It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
What's going on, YouTube? Las Vegas this week, so it'd only be right if we got you some best bets, matchups, finishing positions, those sexy outright wagers all coming your way. Hit the like button. Make sure you're subscribed. We'll get started right now. Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gavin, joined today first by Patrick McDonald. Patrick, good to see you.
What's going on, fellas? Coach, we missed you last week. Rick, always a pleasure. I know it's in your part of town this week. Excited for you to get out there.
The coach is here. Coach, good to see you.
Patrick, I know you missed me last week. I saw the ratings for the show, okay? So I am back to save it. But I will say this, a little tip of the cap this week to one Bryson DeChambeau, because how many years ago was it, Rick, that he was the toast of the town when the event came to Las Vegas? Everybody loved him. Now, he still had a nice finish this week in Nevada, which nobody saw, so nobody cared. But at least he put out a statement. So, Bryson, we hear you. We see you. Have a good trip to Asia. Rick, back to you.
If you're completely confused on what Coach is talking about, Bryson finished runner-up in the long drive competition in Mesquite, Nevada last week. That is what we're referring to. We got Coach, or we got Mark, we got Kyle in the mix last week. But gentlemen, we've got you back here. We're going to do the betting stuff. We'll go through our matchups, our outrights. We'll go to the money ball. That's where we can put our money on anything. But before we do, let's chat a little bit about this event. Las Vegas, just one event in Vegas this year, Patrick. Last couple of years we've had 2 weeks in a row. It kind of created a situation where you'd get a lot more of the top players, but still with Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, Tom Kim, Sungjae Im back to defend his title, it's fairly top heavy at the top of the board.
Pretty good field, especially for the fall swing, and this is probably as good as it's going to get, maybe outside of the CJ Cup, which tends to draw a higher field as well. And 10 President Cup participants, right? Taylor Pendrith, Cam Davis, prisoner of the moment guy, Tom Kim. Got to imagine how many fist pumps he'll be throwing this weekend. But yeah, like you said, top heavy field. Cantlay has been absolutely dominant around these parts in his career. His worst finish was a T8, but he also was tied for the 54 hole lead that year. So it's kind of Cantlay's to lose, you want to say. And then you got Homa, Aaron Wise is up there as well. Sungjae, pretty excited for this week.
If you like birdies, Coach, I got an event for you. It's this one right here, because as long as that wind lays down, there's not a ton of defense out there at TPC Summerlin. I think 24 under was the winning score for Sungjae Im last year, and we've routinely been in the 20s under par. So barring a ton of wind, this is a very, very gettable golf course.
If you are in the Las Vegas area, I would encourage you, if you want to see the top players play at this event, do it this year, because after all the changes next year, we're not going to see the top players show up in Las Vegas in the fall anymore. It's just not going to happen. But as far as this course is concerned, absolutely. And there are some players, and we will talk about them or we will highlight them, that are not comfortable playing in a tournament that you have to get to 24 under par. Some guys like John Rahm, he loves being minus seven, minus six. Some players like it more difficult. Other players, they like to have a track meet. Patrick Cantlay, I believe, guys, and you guys can agree with me or not, I believe he's comfortable either way, clearly by being the defending champion, but also he can win when it's minus six. So I think we need to target and focus on players that literally throw caution to the wind and don't care if they shoot a 60 or an 80. That's who I'm looking at this week.
Yeah, and I don't think we can kind of overstate this enough, Patrick. The course history that Cantlay has, that's not just elite course history for TPC Summerlin. That's elite course history on the PGA Tour. It's only, in quotes, 16 rounds, but you start comparing that to, you know, Rory at Eastlake, Jordan Spieth at Pebble Beach. I mean, it's not just good for here. It's good for everywhere.
Absolutely. And he's done it in different conditions. I mean, I think his win in 2017 came at 9 under when it was super windy out there. And then the playoff loss, the runner up, and then 2020 as well. Those were winning scores around 20 under. So like Coach said, Cantlay's the type of guy who can get it done any which way possible. I tend to favor him in Birdie Fest a bit more just based on where he's won outside of kind of Memorial and Jack's Place. It's really been track meets. So Patrick Cantlay is definitely the horse for the course this week. I mean, there are no flaws in his game. He's a top five player in the world. He probably got a bit of win variance against him last year. He had two playoff losses, another runner up there, and still nabbed two victories. So Cantlay is honestly a type of guy who, through this year, I could see him maybe catching five wins. That's how good he is. You know, that's how much I love him this year. And it might start this week.
The most fascinating golfer in the field to me, Coach, is probably Tom Kim. You know, he was 2-3 at the President's Cup, although with the hype, you might have thought he was 5-0, and he was phenomenal and obviously got the win at the Wyndham Championship. But this is a guy who has played, he played less than a dozen PGA Tour events last year, and he is now creeping dangerously close to the top of the betting board. There is a lot of intrigue and interest in what he's going to be doing this week. And I'm going to be one of those people tuning in, because I think we're about to learn in the next 6 or 12 months who Tom Kim really is.
Well, first of all, Patrick already offended me this morning when he said prisoner of the moment, because anybody that follows me on social media knows that I have said, and I gave away $200 cold hard cash last week for anybody that could name what I said about him on the PGA Tour tweet. I said two things that they used. I said he's my new favorite golfer, and this guy is not a star. He's a superstar. There are some people, gentlemen, that just have it. Now, whether we're a prisoner of the moment or in 5 years, I'm going to be saying the same thing on this damn show. This guy is a star. Some people understand how to embrace the moment. Some players understand how to take it to the next level. Now, some players understand that when the lights are the brightest, you also have to perform. He meets in the middle for all of this stuff. He's not just a flash in the pan. He was playing great before the Wyndham. He won the Wyndham when he had to, just to get into the playoffs. And then he got on the President's Cup team, which nobody talked about him 6 months ago. And he became the star of that too. This guy has it. And this week, I have him in one of my plays. It's a lock for me. And since we're in Sin City, a 5% bomb of the week for all of those places that should be out of business in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Patrick, let's mine into that prisoner of the moment comment. Is this Tom Kim slander, or is this just like the pendulum has swung too far?
I agree with Coach. He's going to be unbelievable. I mean, he's a kid still. He's only 20 years old. But I think we're kind of getting caught up in all the fist pumps and the yelling and the charades of the President's Cup. What is he at William Hill or Caesar Sportsbook?
2200.
I think that's extremely short for Tom Kim this week. I understand he won the Wyndham Championship, but he wasn't facing Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa in that tournament. So I think it's kind of just people running with the name after the President's Cup and all excited about it, which is totally warranted, right? He had a great President's Cup, even though the record wasn't, you know, as good as people think outside of, you know, beating Cantlay and Schauffele with that putt on 18. But yeah, I will say this week, it is a bit of prisoner in the moment.
But Patrick, real quick, let me jump in. He just won the Wyndham, and he was top three at the Scottish. These aren't just about the President's Cup. It's about what he did in July. It's about what he did in August. And also, when you look at the rest of the field, who would you put him below? Because right now, Taylor Pendrith is the 10th highest rated golfer at plus 5,000. And like Rick said, it's very top heavy. Who would you put above him, Patrick, if you think that is too low of a number?
So we got Cantlay, Sungjae, Homa, Wise above him, right? That's
correct.
It.
Correct.
Technically, both he and Wise are 22-1. So,
I have Wise at DraftKings at 18.
Coach, that site doesn't exist. We
what coach
just said is fake news. That does not exist. Caesar Sportsbook is the only sportsbook in existence where Aaron Wise and Tom Kim are both 22-1.
I mean, they can start doing their marketing correctly, and then I will give them that credit.
That's fair. That's fair. Fair. I will say this. I'll tease a play. I got a matchup where I'm fading Tom Kim plus money that I think is not priced correctly, and so I'll say that much. But for outright and matchup betting, I think it's fairly different just because you're looking at floors. And, I mean, Tom Kim's ceiling, he has displayed it's pretty damn high. So I'll give you that for the outright perspective. But I still think 2,200 is way too short. Probably.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, Taylor Montgomery lurking, Alex Noren, Emiliano Grillo, Taylor Pendrith, Tom Hoagie, all kind of lurking right behind. After the big four or five, this thing opens up. We might as well just jump right into the betting side of things. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play our First Cut Moneymaker Challenge. That is where we have allocated funds across matchups and finishing positions. We will get to that on the other side, along with our absolute best bets for the week. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everyone? This is producer Jacob popping in real quick for an editor's note. So you're going to hear on the back half of this show, Patrick McDonald reference a matchup involving Davis Riley over Tom Kim. And he's also going to put it in his parlay. Well, Davis Riley decided to WD almost immediately after we taped this episode. We couldn't get the gang back together, so Patrick decided to send in an updated pick, which is Troy Merritt, the Wizard, over JJ Spahn. That comes back at even money plus 100, and he also throws that into his parlay. So if you're looking for a replacement for the Davis Riley pick given out later in the episode, that's what my man Patrick is going with.
And we're back. Okay, gents, let's jump into this little moneymaker challenge. So we are now 3 weeks in to this. This was the third week. And the way that this works is we take 50 chicken nuggets and we take them over to Caesars and we drop 50 on a matchup. Then we put 30 on any finishing position that we want. And then we put 10 each on two separate outrights. That right there is the current season standings. And coach, this is strange because my numbers are in black. Patrick's numbers are, yep, those are black. Yours are red. What's happening here?
Rick, you know I'm a man of the people. You don't even know what I'm going to say. You guys are already.
I just think it's so funny. I just know you're going to give us something.
You're winding up for it.
Well, sometimes when the playing field is not level, you want to, I don't know, make it fun for the people. And in the fall, when golf doesn't have as much attention, I want a competition that people can really sink their teeth into. So I've given you guys a little bit of a lead. I did not count my Keegan Bradley, which I gave out on two other shows last week at plus 180, top 20, cash that easy. So I didn't use that last week. But this week, line in the sand. Boys, your lead is over, and I am ready, locked, and loaded. Let's roll.
Yeah. Also worth noting, I think that was just 1 week for you, Coach. So we're gonna get you back on the saddle, get you on the right
correct.
Side of things.
See, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I didn't even have last week with you guys.
It's a long season. yeah. We will rock and roll here. Right. Patrick, you are making moves. Last week for you was, I don't have the exact wagers. I can pull them up, but you were heavily invested in some South Africans and they came through.
Yeah, and look, it was the Wyndham Clark week that I somehow skirted past and ended up in the black because I had Wyndham right. Clark every which way last week. He missed the cut, but somehow I made money, so I'm just going to forget about that. It was a big South African week, like you said. Dean Burmeister almost had it there. Back nine kind of lollygagged a bit there coming down the stretch. I know your boy Emiliano was there as well before that triple on the par five. They were playing with each other. I thought, you know, maybe we would get a playoff between our two guys. Good vibes for the first cut. But yeah, things are moving in the right direction. And I might have to take next week off just so Coach has a chance to get back into this thing because as it looks, Rick, it looks to be a two-man race early on.
I love that we are in week two of like 45 and Patrick has already declared Coach out of it. And it's a two horse race. The rest.
It's like election night when, you know, one of those states that leans heavily one way or another 0.5% in, we're calling
1% of the vote is in. We're calling it for New York right now. All right, Coach, we're just going to give you first crack at this here. So Jacob, do we have the board? We're going to go to our matchups here. And Coach, why don't you give us the big boy, the $50 for the matchup of your choice.
Can't believe that this was even a play at Caesars Sportsbook, but it is Emiliano Grillo over Christian B. Now, here's the deal. Christian B played at the President's Cup. He didn't play a lot, but he was there, so the emotion came out of him. Then he played last week at the Sanderson Farms, and so that energy took out of him. Grillo's been playing great. I mean, he was in contention a week ago, and it seems like every single week in the last 2 months, we're seeing his name on the leaderboard. So for me, this was an easy one. Grillo minus 120 over – this will be over Friday, by the way.
Yeah, Emiliano is going to make an appearance on my card coming up. So certainly love the sentiment there. Patrick, you have opted for a dog. You've taken Davis Riley plus 115 over – oh, boy. Tom Kim.
Yeah, and I know he's a Bama boy, but I think Davis has that dog in him. You know what I'm saying? And look, this number just doesn't really pass a sniff test, in my opinion, plus 115. Tom Kim's listed at minus 140. That's a bit too steep. Riley's coming off a top 20 there at Sanderson. He described it as the worst driving week of his life, and he still finished inside the top 20 there. I like his fit for this course. He has the firepower to compete. And yeah, like I said, this is probably a toss up, a coin flip. So you're giving me plus 115 on that. I'm going to take it every week.
Hey, Patrick and Rick, mm-hmm. Rick, I need to jump in real quick. Sure. Patrick, do you watch The Early Edge?
I do occasionally. Yes.
Do you, are you familiar with a little something we like to call a showdown?
Could you explain, please?
Oh, so when one capper disagrees with another capper on the same show, then said capper who gave out said play then has to back up that play with a $100 showdown bet with another capper who may want to challenge him on the same show.
You want $100 on Tommy Boy?
Oh, yeah. And I don't even need any. I mean, I'll give you the odds if you want me to give you the odds, but usually it's just straight up because you're so confident. The Davis Riley at the overwhelming odds of plus 115 is going to beat Tom Kim. Let's go. Even up.
Yeah, no, that's fair because Riley probably should be the favorite in this one anyway. So let's run it.
Hit it, Jacob. It's gonna be a showdown.
Oh, he doesn't watch the show, Rick, because he didn't dance. That means he's a fraud. You're an absolute fraud, Patrick McDonald.
You can't throw the F word at me like that.
Oh.
He's either an early edge fraud or a dancing fraud. Maybe he just doesn't dance. Do you dance, Patrick?
Maybe.
Come on. I mean, I'm a white boy. I got no rhythm. Come on.
I got no white boy rhythm.
That's never stopped me from being out there on the dance floor.
Yeah, maybe a couple drinks in, but not at 2 o'clock.
just for housekeeping purposes. So that is Coach on Tom Kim. Patrick on Davis Riley for a Benjamin. We will recap that on Sunday evening, although maybe it'll be over on Friday. We'll see how it shakes out. Additionally, Jacob, just so that we have the numbers clear, when you do this, correct me if I'm wrong. So Davis Riley, Patrick puts 50 on Davis Riley to win 57-50, but if it's a favorite minus 120, it would be like 50 to win 41-66, right? That's how you do this.
Correct. That 50 just represents the bet size.
Perfect. All right. Beautiful. All right. Making sure we're all getting it all dialed in, so we've got the numbers right, because we're doing this for transparency. We're keeping track of the sheet. We're showing it all week long or all year long. And I want to make sure everybody knows what we've got. So I went with minus 120 Tom Hoagie over Siwoo Kim. I think that in general, Hoagie's skill set that he possesses is great for TPC Summerlin. We saw him play well the last time out. I think he's trending in the right direction. I'm going to try to steal a minus 120 of Tom Hoagie over Siwoo. Finishing positions, gentlemen. This is any finishing position we want. Top 5, top 10, top 20, top whatever you want. Coach, we'll start here with you, and I think we've got a trend here.
Well, you guys saw that picture of Tom Kim the next morning laid out on his bed like that after the after party, after the President's Cup. Right. You guys saw that?
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to see the same thing this week, but he may be celebrating a T8. But I wanted to protect myself just a little bit. I'm getting plus money at a top 20. Tom Kim has been a top 20 machine since July. So this, to me, if you just want a little extra money to play with in Vegas, bet this, cash it Sunday night, and keep it moving.
Yeah, Tom Kim's been rattling off top 20s all over the globe. If he does it again here in Vegas, it's plus 140 for Coach. I went with Matthew Neesmith. Patrick, speaking of rattling off top 20s, that's exactly what Neesmith has done at TPC Summerlin in three straight. He gained 6 strokes on approach last week. He's rocking and rolling. It's 3-1 if he finishes on the first two pages of the leaderboard. You have opted to go even further down the board. Wait, you know how far I had to scroll? To Too find far. This one, I almost broke my far. Mouse. Yeah, top 20 at 8-1. Who is it?
I know. I was surprised to see the price, too. You'd think he'd be right next to Matthew Neesmith or something. Sam Ryder, the irons have been good. The putter have been good as well. T45 in Jackson. He gained over 2 strokes on approach, almost 3 strokes putting. And that's kind of the name of the game here at TPC Summerlin. In 5 prior appearances, he's kind of been up and down, but 2 of them, he's top 20, finished 3rd as well 1 year. So outside of last year, he's always struck the ball well here. Outside of the first year, he's been putting these greens terrific. So 8-1, I thought, was a bit too long, just given how he's striking the golf ball at the moment and how he's putting it.
Made the cut in Jackson, T45 for Sam Ryder. So coming in off of that. So to recap the finishing positions, it's Neesmith, Ryder, Tom Kim, top 20s for all of them outrights. I'll get out of the way here. I've referenced this already. Emiliano Grillo at 40-1 is one of my outrights. I will just step on the rake again. I got to stick with the guy who probably should have won the golf tournament last week. He continues to putt well. And then Seamus Power made a ton of birdies. He's got to clean up the crooked numbers. Plays out at TPC Las Vegas, TPC Summerlin, constantly 60-1. Those are my two outrights. Coach, you have also found yourself at least one Las Vegas native. That's Taylor Montgomery. So he's on your card. Who else do you have?
So I've got the TPC killer named K.H. Lee. You put K.H. Lee on a TPC course, all of a sudden he becomes Tiger Woods. I cannot figure it out. But he loves these tournament playing courses, tournament player courses. So I'm going to take him at plus 6,600. Plus, he's won each of the last 2 seasons, albeit at the same tournament. I get that. And then Montgomery. When you start really hot in the fall, most people don't pay attention because they're watching the NFL. This dude has been legit. through the first couple of events of the fall. I don't see any reason why he won't play well this week, and I think it's worth a little bit of a sprinkle just to see if he finally climbs to the top of the mountain early on, like a lot of other guys that we've seen. When they get onto the PGA Tour, they win real quick, and I think he could be one of those guys.
Six straight top 10s for Taylor Montgomery, 9 out of his last 11. He is lurking, and I believe it was Sia Najad who coined TPC Lee for KH. Oh. Lee. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good one. 66-1. Patrick, you might disagree with Coach on some other things, but TPC Lee has also found your outright card. What does it look like?
Coach, it's about time we get on the same page. A little simpatico. It's been a while, you know. Been
I've missed
heads,
you. I've missed you.
This is finally the week. I think, you know, between us three, we're going to get an outright winner this week. I'd prefer it to be KH Lee, but maybe also Denny McCarthy as well. Admittedly, I have a soft spot for this guy, having crossed paths with him in high school on the golf course when he beat my butt a little too much. But look, this thing turns into a wedge fest and a putting competition from time to time. We all know Denny's the best putter in the world. With him, you got to kind of hope for that, you know, uptick in the iron play. And with the amount of wedge shots that these guys are going to be facing this week, I'm hoping he can kind of have one of those weeks that he had, you know, pretty often last year. He had his best season on the PGA Tour. So 50-1 was a number I was comfortable with for Denny McCarthy.
Denny McCarthy plus 5,000, 50-1, KH Lee, 66-1. That's Patrick's two outrights. Coach has gone with Taylor Montgomery and also KH Lee. I've gone one more time back to the well with Emiliano Grillo and Seamus Power, rounding out the outrights for the three of us. Gentlemen, leaves us with one final thing to do. It's to get to our money ball. $50 to do anything we want. We will reveal those wagers after we take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
And we're back. Here it is. Moneyball time. $50. Anywhere, anything, no obligations. Coach, you have found yourself a matchup that you really like. What have you opted for this week?
Full disclosure, I was in wine country a couple of weeks ago. I was hosting a big event for World Series champion Brett Saberhagen. I was staying in my hotel room all the way because I had a ticket on Max Homa to win. And when Mr. Willett hit the 4 feet, I turned the computer off and walked out the door and did not even realize until I got in an argument with the guy at the event that he had won and Willett had not. Alas, I need to pay my respects to Max Homa. He is now an elite player, and the way he is playing with the President's Cup momentum, I think he comes back this week, and I don't need him to win. I don't need a top 20. I just need him to beat Aaron Wise at minus 130. I love this number.
You might also need to pay your respects to Brett Saberhagen for showing up to his party late while you were watching golf.
It was a little tight. It was a little tight, I'll be honest.
That's Max Homa over Aaron Wise for the coach. Patrick, you might be on this Patrick parlay situation because this is 2 weeks in a row. We've got a matchup parlay from you. Please tell the people both sides of it and what it pays.
This one might be the end of it if it doesn't cash. Just with the heartbreak of last week, we were talking before with Jacob sending out tweets, just burying me on the first cut Twitter page.
Yeah, so for those who missed it, Keegan Bradley made up like 10 shots on, who was it?
Montgomery.
And beat him by a shot, I believe, to ruin the parlay.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. And I didn't watch any of it. Thank God. I probably would have been tilting a little bit too much. And coach, I know we were simpatico, but you know, that runs thin clearly because I'm on Riley over Tom Kim, like I said before, and then
it's over.
Aaron Wise over Max Homa, baby.
It's wow. Over.
We're going with the Vegas connection here. Aaron Wise, his coach is out of TPC Summerlin. Max Homa's course history here, not fantastic. He's missed the last four cuts. And when you think about players who play well in Birdie Fest, Aaron Wise does. Max Homa, you think his best work typically comes at those more difficult golf courses. So I'll take Aaron Wise at plus money there. Riley over Tom Kim at plus money as well. And that adds up to plus 340.
Just bizarro world, coach. He just took everything you did and did the opposite.
It's okay. The beautiful part about doing a show is he'll have to answer for it next week.
Yeah, that's
hey,
right.
Hey, hey. Unless, one of us will be right.
Well, yeah. Unless these both push, there will be blood.
Oh my
here.
God! Oh my God! If can you imagine if A they both push, or if KH Lee wins? How can I celebrate when I'd have to share that joy and that glory with Patrick McDonald? No, hell no. But I would suck it up and do it.
Thanks for being
the bigger man, coach.
I've been doing well with these top 40s. In fact, worth noting, if you're not watching on YouTube, we have this is just the specific money ball performances that Jacob has up there with the spreadsheet right now. That looks like 3-0 from Rick, which is
oh my god.
Go on, young fella.
Patrick, here's the thing. In my universes, whether it's Rick in First Cut or Sian Ajad in Early Edge, they drive me insane because the low-key, phenomenal, humble brag has been perfected and it drives me insane.
I'm just here to read the facts. Reading the numbers.
Stop it.
The numbers off the screen.
I'll give credit where credit is due. Keep on going, Rick. Keep on.
I'm going to put that undefeated record on the line with a Las Vegas guy. It's going to be Kurt Kitayama. And I'm going to ask him to finish inside the top 40 at plus 120. Kitayama played well at the BMW Championship, top 20 there. Played well at the BMW PGA Championship. That's a European Tour event. Finished like 32nd there. And then was phenomenal in Italy. Finished 7th. The ball striking metrics were insane. So I get a guy playing well, coming home, not asking him to do all that much. Go out there and get yourself a top 40 and get yourself a plus 120. What's so funny, coach?
Nothing. I'm just already imagining next week, and it could go in a lot of different directions. So
it is going to be like no matter what happens, Tuesday next week is going to be special.
I might be sick next Tuesday, honestly. You know, like I might have to call out.
Patrick's going to like quit his job to avoid like if something goes wrong here.
Oh my goodness.
Going back to consulting.
All right, gentlemen. So just to recap the money balls, Kurt Kitayama, top 40. Patrick has opted for a parlay. Davis Riley over Tom Kim plus Aaron Wise over Max Homa. If that cashes, it's plus 340. It says Mark on the graphic. That is mad disrespect to the coach. Coach has gone with Max Homa minus 130 over Aaron Wise. Those are the best bets of the week.
Real quick, Rick, I was looking at some odds. Doesn't Liv play this week? Liv Golf plays this week, right?
They're in Bangkok this week, correct?
They're in Bangkok. So I saw some of the odds. And do you know that you can actually bet on if you can hear a tree fall in the forest at this event this week?
Oh, what are the odds on that, coach?
They're high. They're high. But it's like plus 1,200 to actually hear that tree fall amidst all the people.
I knew it wasn't going to actually be like a tip. I found one that's interesting.
No.
Lee Westwood or whatever.
The Crushers plus 8.5 over the Dancers. Oh, my God. What a joke.
All right, gentlemen, any other final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, I have one quick thing. Okay. Coach, do you want my Venmo now or later? How does this work when you pay me?
Boy, tough. I had to wait for a second because I had to give a clean in and a clean out because most people don't understand production. And when we pull that out of the show and post it after I beat your ass, then and only then will you understand how the levels to this game are played. But I respect it.
Okay. Venmo. Got it.
Patrick McDonald's available on Twitter at amateur status. The coach is always available at The Coach Rules. Producer Jacob does all that hard work behind the scenes, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.